Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our final segment, we're going to go right back into the live performance time. It's summer. I'm having fun. I'm relaxing a little bit here with the Moody River Band, Tom Peckskamp, and Charlie Young sitting in the backyard gazebo. It's not getting much better than this. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is Tom Peckskamp and Charlie Young with the Moody River Band.
So, you know Blind Joe.
Yeah.
And he's from the Fargo area, or was.
Yep.
And you guys toured a lot kind of around the same time. I don't know if you guys ever did any shows together.
We did a couple here and there back, like the old...
I did some shows.
Broken Axe and,
okay.
And a few of those little things, yeah.
Well, one of the things him and I were talking about was, you know, the songs, of course, becomes a commercial for your live shows. Mm-hmm. But the merchandising, you know, and for him keychains and bottle openers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys get into anything like that? Have you guys gotten into t-shirts or?
You know, we haven't. I think it's just maybe not out of being lazy, but part of it is, you know, the music's there and some of that stuff. It's a great way to make a buck or two and a lot of times. But I think ultimately us as a band, we show up and we just enjoy playing. I think it's just we get that opportunity to go play music for us and celebrate the songs we've written and the energy of it and the love that we have for each other as a band. And it's more about just the opportunity to get to share that with a live crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes more than, for me anyways, the last few years, you know, there was a time in my life where, yeah, I needed to get paid because that's how I was completely making my living. And there was a time where I traveled and, you know, I had 2-3 years where I was able to go, maybe longer than that, go from town to town and I'd stop in and say, hey, can I play a show for, you know, $25 at a meal or something like that? And back when I could get to Red Wing, Minnesota and to Fargo and $10 for the gas, you know, and you could do that kind of stuff and live cheap. And so it's nice to have that money there. But after I think getting a little bit more comfortable and not necessarily settling down, but maybe becoming a little bit wiser and having a permanent residence, able to take and, you know, I don't necessarily need that $25 right now. It's nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
For some of these musicians, that's all they're doing. I think if it was all I was doing, I would definitely have the merchandise and I would have the cup koozies and I think the, you know, the whatever goes along with the t-shirts and the bottle openers. But right now it's so much fun to play and have it as our craft and our art that's kind of enough right now.
Do you guys use social media?
Yeah, but we're terrible at it.
You're like me.
You know, there's so many things. You know, I think if we got on top of it a little bit more, you know, when we have a show, we post it to our Facebook.
But you're not doing like Facebook Live videos of your first song to entice people to be like, oh, the Moody River Band's playing down at Abercrombie. We better get down there.
You know, and that's part of our learning curve. You know,
how many states have you guys played in?
We took a trip down to Nashville and stopped in Kansas.
New York and St.
Kansas,
Augustine.
New York, yes. Yeah, shit, so.
New York.
Yeah.
St. Augustine.
Or Tennessee. Minnesota, North Dakota.
Jefferson City, Missouri.
Missouri. Mm-hmm. Chicago. Yeah, regional with a couple tours just to play, test the waters, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picking on the devil.
You'll be the whistle and I'll be the bell. You'll be the wish, honey, I'll be the well. You'll be the bird and I'll be the call. You'll be the cannon and I'll be the ball. So I'm picking on the devil and I'm fighting with you. Doing things I ain't. I've been yelling, I've been screaming, climbing up the wall. Yeah, the rain don't mind which way it falls. And it falls, it falls, it falls. Thank you. and I'll never tell. And you'll be what's right and I'll be what's wrong. This could be our victory song. But I'm picking on the devil and fighting with you. Doing things I hate not to. I've been yelling, I've been screaming, climbing up the wall. Hear the rain and don't mind which way it falls. And it falls, it falls. Honey, I'll be the well. You'll be the bird and I'll be the call. You'll be the cannon and I'll be the ball.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch stand, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Oil Field Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oil Field Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oil Field Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oil Field Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.